You fucking skipped on stage?
Daddy,
chill! Fucking Keiko, you look beautiful.
Dude, look at all those cameras! I'm like, you what just, the fuck?
At first, I thought you weren't going to be able to see a lot of people, but now you could actually see the people.
Dude, yeah. Look at the smile.
Oh, look at that. That's a shit.
Look how Keiko skipped, though.
The hair.
I forgot. I'll show my arm.
Dude, that was crazy.
Oh, that storyline was badass, though. Like,
dude, crazy. There's a surprise, unexpected. We didn't even know about it.
Chun, por eso le gustan los hombres que metan en su culo.
Hit me.
No, why the fuck you hit me?
Damn.
Yeah, like, I just meant like,
ready.
Like, all right.
No, I'm mad. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agusho Baba podcast. This is episode number
23.
Nah, it's not 23.
20 something.
21.
We're confused because we had Esteban Gabriel yesterday. We had Bo Bundy. We were going to have like Ivan Cornejo. I don't know. We're kind of all over the place.
Sheesh. Our schedule is packed.
But we're not trying to, like, drop them right away. We're trying to, like...
Hype them up.
No, like, hype them up. Plus, the reason why I want to do this episode right now is because yesterday...
We had the night of our lives. We were at Slavo Armando
concert.
I shed a tear on stage.
I did, low-key.
You guys made it happen.
First and foremost, thanks to you guys that, you know, when that post came out, you guys tagged everyone. And thanks to you guys,
As you guys can see by the title of this video... We were on stage.
Chill.
Relax, King Kong.
That was crazy.
Planet of the Apes over here.
Huge shout out to Dell Records, their whole entire team. To Pedro's mom, all of Pedro's family.
Yeah.
Nice ass people, Pedro, everyone. They were so nice. And huge shout out to Pepe Garza and Rika for taking care of us.
Hell yeah.
And for the dress because you...
Yeah, you guys made shit like way more simple than it actually was.
But there was like 20 people that helped us out.
Yeah, so like Dole Records got us the seats, but Pepe Garza and Riga got us a backstage VIP.
Yeah.
We shot content, vlog coming soon. We shot pranks. We pranked Pedro, all of them. It's going to be fucking
stuff
badass.
Stuff that nobody has ever done before. I wish to papa.
I wish to papa for life.
Hey, we're gonna have to like put that shit down. It's gonna be like, ear rape for like,
gonna be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we have to put that
in the bottom,
ear rape coming.
Earphone users, please be aware and fucking ass out.
Too much excitement.
I feel like you could feel our excitement from like the fucking camera because that shit was crazy. Like, I feel like that was one of like.
Wait,
the most,
that was one for the books.
That's one for like, yeah.
That fuck yeah.
That, remember, that was like top three days of my life.
Yeah, like I remember
wait,
the
top
rest
what?
Of my life.
Three.
Top three?
It was one day.
Huh?
Oh, like.
He said 3 days, but like it was
no,
like
he's like
one
top
day.
Three like moments of his life.
Oh.
Is yesterday considered the best night of your life?
Fuck yeah. Better than losing my V-card.
Yeah. I get the joke because you haven't lost it.
Liar.
All right.
He's like, yeah, I have it right here, guys.
What about you?
Yeah, like I think the best part was like being on stage and then like people recognize you, even though obviously like
the best part was meeting the fans. That was like because we went to the front at one point and then we were just getting pictures.
They were like,
that was a nice moment.
Dude,
we even did
point.
Autographs too. I was nervous.
Signed hats. You fucked up the hat.
What?
I saw you spelled your name wrong on the hat.
Yeah, like, Keiko
with the three.
He put Keka because he was Keka for that day.
Nah. Dude, but that was.
Yeah, but one part that was crazy was, like, you know, everybody was looking at Pedro, but, like, you guys would walk kind of to the side, and people would be like, ah.
Yeah.
And props to Gego for sticking to his
had to commit to it.
Hell yeah.
You had to because that shit was all over the internet.
Yeah.
I was looking at comments, like, on TikToks, Instagrams, and a lot of people were like, damn, he actually did it. Like, I feel like people thought
he
would happen.
Nah.
Nah, like, not like, let's just say we still had the experience, but without the dress, like.
Nah, I felt it made it even.
You felt yourself because that's what what's in
it,
your
it's
right.
Like, that's me, deep down,
you
know, it's me.
You know, with your skin finally?
Nah, it was like, it felt way better.
Than the first time you came out, huh?
No, yeah, bitch. I feel like if I would have done it, like
I'm being accepted by
if
society.
If we would have not, like, done it with the dress, it would have
It would have been plain.
It would have been boring, like basic. Like
not boring, but not as hype.
Kind of like broke the, like everybody. The
barrier.
Like,
yeah, because like
wait, you see that word again?
Barrier.
Oh, okay. Last time he said it funny.
He's gonna pull out with the word reinforcement.
Like it made it like way like okay. It could be like basic, like have us on stage, like wow, we'll still like. It's just gonna be
what?
Like,
wait,
who? Like, let him speak. It's just gonna be like, oh, like obviously people already know us, but people actually know us more because of the shit we do.
Like, yeah, like más aventados, más desmadre.
Yeah, and even the people that didn't know us were looking at us because of you and the dress.
Yeah,
because
of your voice. You even got in from the sidewalk. They recognized you.
And yeah. You even talked on stage. I didn't. Your voice cracked on stage.
I did. That's what you know. I'm fucking nervous.
Yeah. Guys, wait for the vlog this week. We're gonna be uploading it. Everything we pranked,
everyone
we vlogged in the game room. Everything that shit's gonna be fucking
funny. Nobody has ever done stuff like this. That's for
yeah,
sure.
That's for sure. They're like
the type of content.
Wait on it. Wait on what we got coming. Trust
me. This is gonna be a
huge.
Movie.
Excited.
Hey, huge. This is just the beginning. This is the first project.
4 months.
4 months. Yeah, 4 months of podcast every
like fun.
Single week.
Oh, we could have fucking started at like. Halos or like fucking.
Yeah, we were talking about that because we are gonna be shooting content more like at events and stuff. And I didn't know the first one's gonna be at Microsoft. You know, yeah. Like, what the ooh, fuck?
Because we were talking about like, staples? Damn, maybe one day, imagine going to like a club or something like that.
Yeah, we were talking about like, imagine going to Halos shooting, and we are gonna be doing that, but. You didn't know the first one's gonna be Microsoft.
I know Microsoft Theater.
It's like every artist is like,
everybody.
Oh,
wants
I
want to
play there. Like, dude, we didn't even think of it. That wasn't even in our vision. We wanted to start off slow.
The band was just, you know, have it be crazy, and like they invite us, and you know, we sit down, watch the show, and that's it. But it ended up like blowing.
It was
up.
A storyline. It was the whole storyline.
Like quinceañera.
I was fucking.
It was
dancing.
The whole show for like a whole 10 seconds.
He danced with Pedro's dad.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, he was with it though. Like his energy was right there. Like
no,
matching
dude,
your energy.
Like,
we fell.
Right.
You know we fell.
I know you guys fell.
He stepped on my dress when he was bringing me down. But he stepped on the opposite side. So like the leg he lifted me with, he stepped on that.
Didn't
side.
Like someone corn dog you too?
Yeah, the fucking.
The guy from the banda?
The guy from the banda.
No.
I guess he probably forgot I was a guy. And shit, fucking
he was low key interested in shit.
You forgot you were a guy.
He's left yours?
Huh? No, he corn dogged me.
What is
it? You know, when they corn dog you.
Can you guys do a demonstration of what that is?
Can you guys stand up and both do it?
No, because you know, we're dancing, I guess.
Just
like,
show me later.
You know, cuando te levantas and te hacen así, like, that shit? Yeah, I was like, fuck. Alejandro.
No,
like,
sorry, I don't know. They only did two girls.
I was in a dress.
Yeah.
I was in a dress. Yeah, but dude, that night, crazy. And we were on stage on the best song.
Oh, I mean, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. It could have been like any song, but
they chose that
every
one.
Once in a while, like they would turn the lights off and everybody had their phone like this with like the little flash.
That was the best part.
It was one of those moments, and that's when that's when Keiko came out. And,
yeah, you know? We were actually given access to go at 3 p.m., like early as fuck. The doors open at 7. We actually went through the back door. Right away, we saw Pedro's dad and the mom and like their team.
Yep.
Super we're trying to stay low key because you know like Gecko's in a dress and shit.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a surprise and shit, but fuck it.
Even before we got there, his mom recognized us. Like, his whole team recognized us.
Yeah, like filmers. What's that guy? Aaron.
Aaron.
He shout out to Aaron. Watches the podcast.
That's right. Yeah. Aaron.
It was dope, honestly. But I think what felt dope was that like we're fans of them, but then they showed us that. They're fans of us, like
they support us too.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of tripped me out, like, and that made me realize, like the level that we're on, you know, like other people.
I honestly wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Not even like that much fans. Like I was like, oh, okay, like five fans are gonna come up to us, recognize us.
Nah, hell no, bro. It was a shitload of
like before. I guess they're like. Kind of shy to come up to us.
Yeah, a lot of people were shy to come up. You could tell. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't know if they could tell because you were in a dress and everyone just staring. But I feel like some fans didn't want to come up to it. Like you guys could have just told.
Yeah,
because like,
I could see a little bit. Like there were people kind of far away, just
like hesitating.
Like
yeah, like I'll be turning around and then you know you could tell like oh shit, the person wants to take a picture, but you're just waiting.
But
like,
but then again, after the show, like a whole
It was just like normal. But I feel like also like we're not used to the experience of people coming
first
up
time?
And taking pictures. Yeah, like first time. So like. Obviously, we don't know how to approach the fan that wants to take a picture, you know? So I feel like that just came along with the experience of like, oh, how do I just make it easier for everybody and like get a picture.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
signing on.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
I was fucking nervous. I was looking at the wrong camera for like three pictures. No. I was tripping the fuck out.
This is a picture of you and the dad. Dude, it's so funny because why'd you still have your hat on?
I know you kept your hat on. You look like a cholo.
Because I like fitteds.
No, because I asked Angel to hold it, but he was already holding the other stuff. So I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just hold it myself.
Hey, you sweated a lot in that fucking dress.
Yeah. Were you sweating a lot in the dress?
Fuck yeah.
Damn, but they're going to fucking... Canal Estrella better wash the fuck out of that shit.
Chupita's going to wear it tomorrow.
Like
too.
Fucking cloro.
You know what's so funny? Because you had the dress on your fucking armpits every time you put them
on. Oh, yeah. Those ones were like bushes. You would go like that.
They should have braided it, huh? Fucking then trenzas on them or something.
Huh, some cool
should have shaved them off.
Nah, I feel like that would that kind of give it an extra spice. Like, yeah, like you having your armpit, like I would tell you to like go like that. That shit was funny.
You know how we were on stage? Yeah. I was like, yeah, no. Like, armpit was fucking out and shit like that. I felt weird, so I started going like,
nah, that was the whole point.
Dude, I'm like, fuck. Guys, in the vlog too, you guys are gonna see Pedro's dad. He's gonna, cause we didn't really like introduce you to him yet, but you were like kind of far, but he was like, mommy, like, what was he telling you?
And he like, estás bien peinada. Like, ahorita me vas a despeinar. Yeah, he was telling me, like, caricia shit.
It was crazy.
Caricia
like,
shit.
Like, caricia
shit.
Nothing, like, he was at the entrance trying to get in.
Caricia shit.
And you were, kind of, like, far away. Se empezaron a gritar right there on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys about to, like, make love.
He was trying to handle you.
Yeah, he was.
He was trying to handle you. Yeah.
Could have been Pedro's stepmom.
Geka.
Although you could have been Pedro's stepmom.
I'm down. I'm down.
He's like, yo no me rajo.
It's like, bet.
I would have been down.
Yeah. There's also a clip.
And then he said he told me something, and I forgot what he said. I just can't. And I replied like,
what?
Yeah, like he
told me something, but I can't remember the exact words what he said.
Oh.
And I replied with like, quiero que tú seas mi boss. Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, everybody like just like started laughing. Chill, like, fuck.
I remember that.
But I don't remember what he said because I was nervous. Cause like, fuck, like I don't know if I should like. Act normal.
Because you were like, saying like, ¿dónde está mi princesa? Or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. And then he said something along those words. And that's when I replied.
But boss, huh? And then you were like,
dude, that's what I liked. And that's what I noticed, that you guys like match the energy. Like,
even
with a joke, you guys match the energy like hard. It was fucking
no, dude.
Dope.
Their parents are really chill. Like the mom really showed like a lot of like support to us too.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Nelly. Yeah. Boss, obviously.
Yeah, and El Boss also helped us a lot too when we told him like what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
He like no, let's do this, and it was even bigger. Like,
yeah, he made it like 10
let's
times
do this
bigger.
And this and this. Like,
he told me he was like, hey, like next time we're in town that we should plan
podcast, huh?
Something else.
Yeah, something else too. They were really open to anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was
they don't live that far from us.
Nope.
We're gonna pull up right now.
Yeah, they really cared because they were like, "Oh, what are you trying to do?" And like, they were really helpful with whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, they made it easier too.
Cause actually, his mom actually called me, but I didn't have like the ideas yet.
Yeah,
she's like, "What are you guys trying to do so we can help out?" Like, we just thought about the dress shit, and we told the boss too. But you know, the boss was like taking it to like the next level.
Yeah,
he's the one that organized like, "Oh, right after Lisa's Childish Play, like you guys go on and like I'm gonna say this," and then because we didn't really have a plan like that.
Yeah,
because you know they're short, they're so like limited with time. And they made time for us, too, like, to
mm-hmm. Yeah, everything there, well, everything, like, the event is just, like, everything's so organized. Yeah. So, like, obviously, we had a time frame.
Yeah, they're going down to, like, the minute because they only had 5 minutes each person for TV people.
Yeah, like, they were doing interviews and everything was, like, oh, boom,
and they
boom,
were timing
boom,
them
boom,
and everything. They're, like, 5 minutes is up. You got to move.
Damn, imagine great. Enough for, like, just fucks up on questions. You're losing time there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was, like, rooms for everything. Like, there was a, we were in the Salon Armado, room shit too.
Yeah,
that's where we shot the prank. They let us stay, but you know, we had to let them do their thing and shit.
Yeah,
that's
we didn't want
to
be like in a store because obviously it's the fucking Microsoft Theater.
Yeah,
the rooms are nice, AC, but bathroom, showers.
Yeah, well, what's funny is that we got put in a room with all the radio personality.
Yeah,
media personality, whatever it's called.
Radio personality.
Yeah, and we're the youngest motherfuckers there
by a lot.
Huh?
Radio. What the fuck?
You know?
I was fucking up. Keiko say radio personalities. Personalities.
What is it? I said it wrong.
No, just say it.
Radio personalities.
Oh, okay. I thought he fucked up. But I'm the one fucking up. Fuck.
That's what you get.
And we were the youngest ones by like 20 plus, 30 years. Plus. Like,
yeah, we crazy. Met people who they own like the biggest TV in Mexico. Yeah, not the biggest TV like TV and shit, but like the TV
channels in channels in Mexico.
In Mexico about música regional.
And then radio too, no? Or no? Or just TV?
Yeah, no, radio. Yeah. The other guy, the white,
yeah, or so Mexican. It's crazy, you know, like people that own channels, like whole channels, and they're right there waiting next to us.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And we even
talked a little with them.
Yeah.
We the food backstage was bomb, dude. Like, yeah, even, was amazing.
Like Rica was Rica, right?
Yeah, Rica. You said Rica.
Okay. I thought I said it wrong for some reason.
By the way, you guys don't know who Rica is. Rica is like Pepe, like business partner. I guess you could say.
Yeah, business partner. Yeah. I would say business partner.
He was like, you're like, oh, I would never eat backstage because I always thought it was nasty. Yeah. But then, because when he said that, I was like, oh, I don't know if it's gonna be good. But we're like, I fuck it.
You got a lot of food.
I did. It was good.
He got a salad. He didn't eat it.
I did eat it. You're a liar.
They were the food is ready. And before the lady was saying, done, all the food Gecko is ready. Was out. This guy was like, oh, like, donde?
Food, first come, first serve.
Hey, have you noticed that Gecko ate dessert first? And then
no, I didn't. I ate it after.
No. You were No, he took a bite of his cheesecake. He's like, yeah, try it.
Oh, cheesecake?
It was good. Yeah.
You got cheese?
With strawberry.
Dude, I ended up getting fruit.
I got fruit, too.
Fruit, salad.
Trying to stay clean and shit.
I know, chill out.
I got fruit because I'm like, I'm going to eat it later during the show. I left that shit in the game room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the game room. That shit was badass.
That was crazy.
We were the only ones in the game room. Because
then it was all irritating. Like, nah, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's go upstairs or something.
I know, dude. Because, like, you're being weird because, you know, we're in a room with, like, people who like done crazy shit, and you're like, let's get out of here.
Nah, yeah, he was throwing a fit.
I wasn't throwing a fit.
I was like, dude, enjoy the moment.
Nah,
like,
I was just there, like eating my snacks and shit.
Exactly, everyone
and then,
was.
I mean, if I had a choice, yeah, like I would try to like, you know, roam around, just like not roam around, but like just explore, I guess.
And then after, like, so when we went to go get food, we saw the game room, and we're like, oh, is it open? You're like, yeah. So we're like, fuck, yeah, we munched out fat, and then right away straight into a game room.
Yeah,
that was the craziest game room I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was dope. I beat this guy at VR.
VR?
Or pool.
It's because I was sober. That's the only reason you beat me.
Oh, who won between you guys?
He didn't.
Oh, really?
He just said
that made the black ball in by accident.
Nah. He lost fit and square.
In beer pong, a ver quién gana.
No, we don't drink here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started playing. Oh, dude, we were playing that golf game so much.
So it's like a golf game.
You guys were playing with Rika, huh?
You just swing it into like a screen or something.
He was basically like our
like babysitter.
That's how he's
basically. Every single time.
It's because Pepe came late.
Yeah.
So I guess he was waiting for Pepe. So he's like, fuck, I'm going to just take care of these kids.
But basically, because every single time he would disappear from us, we would get into fucking trouble. Like, we would do something stupid.
He left us three times alone. Those three times, like, shit went wrong.
Yeah, the very first time, because we're trying to go outside, and they're like, oh, you don't have the right wristband, and like, now you can't move. And
yeah, because there was like during the last door, because we were supposed to go outside to meet some of you guys. He was like, oh, text me if you guys need anything. We left. We were fucking stopped outside.
I know, right away.
What was the second time? The second time he left us, we were taking shots.
Yeah.
Third time?
The time we went out, and then we came back, and he left us, we were back again, fucking taking shots. And
but then we also couldn't get the third wristband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we actually had a problem at the Microsoft Theater.
It wasn't as simple as
yeah, dude, they're so strict and shit.
So, like, we're telling you guys that we had planned something to do on stage, but there wasn't, like, a set time, like, oh, exactly at this second or, like, this minute you guys are going on. So we just kind of had to be there ready for cuando dijeran, oh, van. But we needed some, like, special wristbands. Like, you could see the stage, but there was, like, a door. And to get through, you needed the...
We had, like, two already, but we needed the stage.
Third one. So then I ended up going to get them, and we had to go, like, outside the actual place. It took a little while, but they gave us three, but we needed his.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't on the list.
Jason was on every list but the stage list. Mm-hmm. They were like, nah.
Like, we heard you're singing. Nah, get out.
So then I was like,
that's what's good.
We need him, you know, because, like, we're supposed to go on stage, and, like, they don't let us. And you can kind of hear from outside, like, what's kind of going on. You're like, what if they say, oh, don't stand. And we're
Because I think Eslabón went up at, I forgot what time, but Pedro's dad told us, okay, Ulises Chavez is going to play. They're going to start with the Sinaloense after that.
Yeah.
I'm going to announce you guys. And they didn't let us.
I was outside, like, trying to, like, hey, where's the wristband? So then they called, like, the main guy. And the main guy was, like, they told him, hey, you know, we need to get him on. And he's like, okay, yeah, dáselas. And he walked away. Like, he didn't wait for anything. He just turned around and walked away. And then the guy was like, okay. So he had him. And then he's like, okay, I'm just going to go by the list again. And then I was like, okay, Angel and everybody. And Jason was the last one. And then they're like, oh, yeah, but I don't have Jason. I was like, but he just said, yeah. I thought it was a prank, honestly. I was like, this is a prank, right? But no, it wasn't.
Dude, low-key, I thought I was going to go on stage. But then...
Oh, yeah, because
I honestly accepted it, like...
Yeah, no, you were like, you guys go. That's when they called Rica, and then he came, and he was like, oh, pero si ustedes ya la tienen, tienen que estar allá, porque qué tal si los llaman y no están.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be fucked up, because I was like, what about we do go back... We do... Like, we don't get to go on stage, but then they're calling us. Uh-huh. They're going to look bad, and we're going to look bad. I was like, fuck, I was like, fuck it. I just went, and then I heard fucking running behind me, so I thought, I turned around, I see all you fuckers. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't get my wristband or whatever, I would have just... It would have just been you guys. I mean, I would have been okay with it. Because obviously the show...
on stage.
The show was like, you know, you going on stage and fuck.
That was the best. Once we got the wristbands, though, when everything was fixed, we fucking ran.
Yeah.
We ran like
sprint. Fool, it was like a fucking 100 meter dash.
They had
like
security everywhere too. They had they had three securities in the elevator. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Three securities at the elevator and three securities on the stairs. Like one on each door.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, that was crazy.
One of the securities actually recognized us.
Yeah.
He's like, Gecko, where's the dress?
It was weird, but it was cool because I was like, damn. And he's the one that didn't let us in.
He's like, hey, I'm a fan, but I can't let you guys in. You know, you need that wristband.
And then I was going to take a picture with Brian. So I gave him my phone. I'm like, hey, take a picture of us. Yeah. Because we were talking, me and Brian. And then I was like, hey, let's take a picture.
After the show or before?
No. After, because he was already upstairs. Oh, you know how I went downstairs and then they didn't let you guys go in?
Oh, yeah.
So I was down there. I was waiting at the stairs and Brian came up and I started talking to him and shit. So I asked the security, hey, can I get a picture with this fool?
Like, you asked the security.
Like, could you take it? And then he was like, yeah. And then Pedro comes down and he gives me his phone. He like, hey, take a picture of us. So I think I'm there taking a picture with the security and then... The next thing you know, I fucking turn around and everybody's gone. So I'm like, what the fuck was my picture?
Yeah, that was stupid too.
Yeah, so then I go back down and then that's when everybody was there. I was like, oh shit, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, but when we went on stage, once we got to the stage, a minute after, that's when they announced us.
Yeah.
And bro, best fucking feeling. Like, dude, you just looking down and everyone's just like.
I just felt adrenaline, bro.
I was so nervous.
Dude.
I feel like the adrenaline
Yeah, I didn't get nervous at that point because of all those shots.
No, when I got nervous is when they turned everything dark and they flashed the light on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no. Oh.
I think
you're
I
like
have
the center of attention.
Look, I have a clip. I have a clip right here. You fucking skipped on stage?
Daddy,
chill. Fucking make it interesting, man. That's you look beautiful.
Dude, look at all those cameras. I'm like, what the fuck?
At first, I thought you weren't going to be able to see a lot of people, but now you could actually see the people.
Dude, look at the smile.
Oh, look at that. That's a shit.
Look how Kiko skipped, though.
The hair.
I forgot. I'll show my arm. Dude, that was crazy.
Oh, that storyline was badass, though. Like,
there's a surprise unexpected. We didn't even know about it. Damn, they got all the plaques, the best seller, bestseller,
so he
best
runs,
album, and all that shit.
Yeah, so you do like your thing. You're right there in the middle.
Yeah.
They listen, hey, but first before the whole plaque, they listen, hey, eres hombre.
Pedro's like, are you a girl? And that's when I took your wig off.
I
right here too.
We're a guy.
And then going tonight. Wait. Are you a girl? Yes. No, hold on,
wait, what are you saying? You're like,
she said the mic.
You're like, a la verga.
No, he said a la verga.
He said, no.
I said,
dude, your armpits are off.
I said, enjoy the night. And then the next thing you know, I feel my head go back. I had the wig. Yeah. Like, I was going to start taking it off. And then, like, I was grabbing it like this. And I feel someone yank it back. So I let go. And then.
That was your mom's wig.
Yeah, I let go.
Hey, so you guys owe my mom a wig.
Yeah, we do. And when I yanked my head back, this was already. I saw his reaction. So I was already cracking up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know what to yell out, so I just yelled out, por
el favor. Wait, but first, like, what'd you say on the mic? I know your voice cracked.
Oh, yeah. I was like, estoy muy orgullosa que me invitaron al escenario. And then after, I was like, y puro gusto, papa, like, deep. Oh. And then that's like when the nerves started kicking in, my voice cracked, and I was like, fuck. Like, I didn't want to, because I was already laughing when I heard my voice crack. God, like, fuck, that's really a lot.
What'd your
people.
Parents tell you?
They're
did
like,
they know you were dressing up?
Oh, now they do.
Now they do. It's like the internet told them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell them. Nothing. They just started laughing. They're like,
hey, they know you're down like that.
They're like, puro comedy or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like, we know you. We support you.
They're like, pura cura. I'm like, that's so. Yeah, but that shit was funny.
That shit was so original.
It was funnier because my sister was on stage and she was sending me videos. I mean,
on the crowd.
In the crowd. And she sent me a video. Oh, wait, I actually have the video. Let me check.
Oh, I got it.
What was that one? I didn't see the wrong one.
Jason said it was this one. It was where I snatched your wig, no?
Yeah, I don't think it's that one.
Yeah, this one, no? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the audio doesn't fucking play sometimes. Oh, I got it. Dude, put your arms down, bro.
You're like,
the whole jungle came out.
No.
I didn't know what to do right there.
You're like WWE fucking like championship and shit.
That was crazy.
That was funny. I don't know why I took it all so early. Now it was good timing, huh? Because it was like, oh, like.
Yeah, it happened like right when he asked. Like,
it's like, are you a guy? Yeah.
So, like, it made me change because I had like a whole other, like, shit I was going to say.
You had another plan, huh?
Yeah, I'll be like, no, I'm a girl. But he pulled it off, so I had to be like, because that's what I said. Oh, he asked, oh, you're a girl. I was going to say yes. But then Pedro's dad said yes. So, like, okay, I don't need to say anything. And then when he pulled off the way, I was like, no. And I snatched the microphone.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
I just fucking threw it in there. Yeah. And then it came back up, huh? Didn't like Pedro have it on? The guy from the banda?
Yeah, and then it ended up back in the crowd again.
Yeah, it was funny when you were fucking dancing with El Boss on stage. And you guys fell, right? You guys said you guys fell?
He stepped on the dress and he tried to do like the carrerita thing. And we just fucking fell.
Was it harder now? Like you guys fell harder now?
Nah. It was more like a little motion.
Like more romantic.
I fell on him.
it was so dope. Everything was so fucking exclusive. Like everything was exclusive. Like the whole experience was exclusive. Like it couldn't get any more exclusive than that.
I couldn't.
It was exclusive.
I was like, damn, for true.
Take a shot every time you said exclusive.
Yeah.
Like just the shit.
We're basically drunk on the stage.
Just the shit that was happening. Even like when we got off stage, like. It was still so unreal. I was like,
fuck. Well, yeah, because we got off stage and to drop with the dress, huh?
Yeah.
We were running.
And then people
and we were celebrating. We're like, ah.
Yeah. And then people were still fucking, like, asking us for pictures, and we couldn't, like, go on stage. Cause, like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's because it gets strict. I think the mom gets, like, the final, like,
the final call, basically.
The final call. So, yeah, there was fans at the front that wanted pictures, but we couldn't walk to the front. Like, we would have to ask Pedro's mom for it.
Yeah.
And it was cool after the show was over. Yeah, we took a shitload of pictures.
No, you know what was actually fucking fun? When Pedro's mom was like, hey, if Pedro goes down, can you guys like
dude,
like,
I think that was the best part of the night. I think that was one of the best.
And we're like, oh yeah. And then
well, explain it good.
Yeah. So basically she's like, oh yeah, so a fucking they headed down. Obviously it was Pedro's dad, and then Pedro was on top of his shoulders dad, and then we basically
his shoulders dad or his dad's shoulder?
His dad's shoulders.
His shoulder. All right, Brian's mom, Pedro's mom, she was like, hey, like, Pedro's gonna go down. Can you guys, like, go fucking, like, protect him and shit?
Yeah, protect him.
Yeah, so we fucking put our shit down and we got down the stage. And then, like, we lasted, like, 10 seconds because everyone got so crazy.
Everybody got crazy.
There's a clip. Like,
we didn't even make it past the VIP area. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, look at
that.
And
the other fucking securities that were there didn't even help us.
Yeah, they didn't help. I think they just had to guard so no one goes on stage and shit.
Yeah.
We come out like that. The other fool, Aaron, got snagged. He went down with his cup and the cup ended up fucking flying.
Oh, look, right here, we're like, go back. Look, Pedro's ass hits my face.
Look, there's Diego right there watching.
Pedro's ass hit, look. Boom.
Dude, it's because they kept pulling him back.
You got a good
like,
wolf, huh?
It was so like, that's real. Because then, like, I was in the front with Pedro's dad, like, I was fucking right there. And like, yeah, no, puedo, me están jalando. So that's when we're like, yeah, let's go back. And then when that happened, for all getting like whacked out like that, hopefully no one like trying to take my hat and shit.
Are you trying to take your hat right there?
Ain't no cap. They almost knocked down the boss. Because I remember when he was turning around, I saw the reaction in his face. He's like, yeah, let's go back, yeah, go back. Well, that shit was crazy.
I was right there with him. I was holding him up. And then like I was holding him. Then Pedro was coming back. So yeah, I'm like, fuck, like I tried this. To push him up and hold like the boss like this. So
you were holding his balls?
No, el boss.
Oh.
Or balls.
I heard it. So then, he said I was holding his balls.
So then I was like, fuck. So then when we turned around, he was walking backwards. And I kept pushing him, like, turn around. Like, I can't. So he was getting squished by people going forward and us going back. So yeah, he was just fucking going like this. Like,
dude, it was crazy. Like, you actually had to, like...
Yeah,
push
you had
people.
To push
I mean,
people. I was
remember,
like,
the, remember the story I told you about the staff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was funny.
Yeah, because we were both going like this to each other thinking we were like fans. And we looked at each other like, oh, shit. And then that's when like we just can't.
Yeah, I think I like fucking like pushed the little girl on accident. I was like,
that's what good.
I just kidding.
You socked the girl?
Nah, I was like, I was basically hugging the security like going like that. Yeah. It was crazy.
Damn, Pedro's ass hit my face.
He was,
I basically ate his
he
ass.
He was behind the security instead of fucking helping us. He was guarding the security the whole time.
Well, yeah.
Hey,
like,
where's
like
the fucking big security when you need him, huh?
Oh, yeah, he didn't go.
Oh, he was protecting the
yeah.
Yeah.
That's more valuable.
We saw him, we were like, damn, that was fucking huge.
Yeah, he was big. He was big.
We saw him at the backstage room, huh?
Yeah. You know, he almost took us off stage.
Oh, yeah.
He thought we were jumping
us,
on.
Yeah.
And then
that would have been dope, though.
That would have been scary. Because I turned around and I saw him. Like, what are you guys doing? Why are you guys getting on?
And now we got to go like this right away.
It's like, nah. Like, oh, y'all chilling. Just go over here.
Low key, that would have been like another viral video.
Nah, it would have been crazy. I would have been the girl getting thrown off stage. I'm like, fuck that. That shit was crazy, though.
And also, like, I feel like one of the best parts was the awards.
Oh, yeah, the awards. Yeah.
That we were able to hold, like, the fucking the plaques, the billboard.
The billboard's number one.
I think that was one of the best. Like,
dude, every time they said, like, it's like one of my, we would lift them.
Yeah,
we're the only one.
They were just like this.
We're hyping
like,
it up. Yeah. Hard. You got that video?
Everybody else was just like this.
I think I have, like, a little clip.
Yeah, like, whatever,
yeah. Yeah, we were fucking all hype.
It was like...
Julio Nacho! Señoras y señores!
You're right here.
I'll steal my dress.
Oh, wait, who's that? Are you recording? Fuck. So, buddy, you're in your dress.
Wait, don't you have it? You're recording.
Yeah, but I was recording and holding it.
No, him. Jason. Jason was recording.
Oh, but it was like really bad.
Why was it really bad?
Because I was fucking like...
You literally
could see it like this. And then whenever they said something, I start clapping with my phone.
Yeah, the fucking phone's like.
Yeah, let me see if I have it, Ben.
Yeah, let me check too.
Well, that's on the Slow One Mile story.
It might have been.
Fuck, bro. That was like the best, though. What happened after? We went after too. We had some problems. Not really. Not much. They just said that they weren't going to let us. Oh, because after the show, we went to go meet the fans too. We got more pictures. And then we tried to go back to the room, huh? And that's when they were like, hey, it's like over capacity and shit.
Something like that. Because I think Pedro was right there, the stairs.
Oh, because they were taking some people in, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody was just like, the show was over and everybody was going back.
Because I guess the VIP people had like a meet and greet shit.
Oh, yeah. It's part of their shit, huh?
So then when we went outside and came back, the people who didn't get to take a picture, they took them downstairs. And then they ended up staying down there like.
Oh, that's why there's so many people, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a video, but it's pretty long.
No,
it's fine then. We'll just put it up later. But yeah, that's crazy. After that, we were just talking to them. Like, oh, you guys should come to the podcast.
They said they were down. Now we just got to make it happen.
So the records hit us up so we can
make it happen. Like the number one episode, low key. Favorite?
I keep we're going to be trending in the top.
I feel like if it's like one, cause we should do something fucking crazy.
We should like make them skydive and shit.
Make a skydive fucking podcast?
Yeah.
Going down. Hey, so how
with no
going?
Parachute. I'm just kidding.
With no parachute.
Yeah, we gotta so really nice. Think. We gotta make this one bold.
If I just want to interview his dad. Damn, I was crying.
I don't want to interview him. Every time you say boss, your voice cracks.
Nah. Every time I get nervous and my voice cracks.
You're nervous?
Why does your voice crack a lot, honestly?
It's only when I'm nervous.
It's so nervous.
I didn't know you still got nervous for the podcast.
No, I don't.
Then?
You just said. What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
So just the fact that you knew we were going to have him, you're like, oh, I'm nervous. My voice is going to crack?
Yeah.
Bet.
But you have to make it more bold. What gets more bold than dressing up, you know, like that?
Dude, remember when he was in the dress and then he was like, imagine your tooth gets chipped. Like, how embarrassing would that be? Going, no, we're like, what?
When we were eating, I bit the fucking shit.
He got so excited eating that he like bit like into the fork and like the fork broke.
Yeah.
And he thought, oh, I think I chipped my tooth. And he was like, oh no, that's a fork. And he's like, damn, because imagine you have to go on stage and you eat chips.
It's like, so imagine like, going on stage with your tooth chipped. That's embarrassing. Like, we're like, what?
On stage with a wig.
Like, bro, you're already going on stage. No, I mean,
we're like, dude, yeah, that's embarrassing.
And there was other like TikTokers and other people.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
And we met Santi backstage.
Yeah, yeah, Santi.
That was dope.
It was funny when I said, oh, instead of saying like you have my, he said you have my address.
Oh yeah, it's like, hey, yeah, bro, you got my address. And we're like, what?
Yeah, send that shit. We had a party today.
Another future collab.
You had a party today?
Yeah, it was crazy. I still can't believe we went on stage. I still can't believe I was on stage on the dress and shit.
He's like, fuck the dress. I was on stage.
Yeah, she was crazy.
Hey, you're lucky your tooth wasn't chipped because that would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, okay, I would have.
Look at the bright side.
Imagine taking a picture and just seeing like half of your teeth.
Imagine taking a picture and you like this.
Look at armpit.
I think I did, to be honest.
A lot.
It's somewhere out there. And now, that's crazy. There's so
remember
much
Pedro was like,
you out there.
Remember Pedro was like, damn, why you got so much stretch marks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This dumb bitch.
Hey, what about the lady,
stupid
too?
Oh yeah, when we were shooting the little intro for Dell, I was sitting down in the back, like with the fuck, what's her name?
Carla?
Yeah, with Carla. And I was sitting down, had my mask on, like my arms tucked in and everything. And like two couple, like a guy, girl, and a guy and a girl, they walk by. They're like, oh, we like your dress. I'm like, thank you. And the guy was looking at me like, hey, you like my dress, huh? And like my deeper voice, and they looked at me like, the fuck?
Tripped out.
Like, yeah, he just kept staring at me like he was in shock and shit. And I take off my mask, and that fool just gives me a grin. I'm like, bitch. Yeah, I was like, fucking. I kept telling everybody, like, I have my mask on. I was like, what's up, man? You like my dress?
Yeah, you like my dress?
Yeah, there was other people staring too.
But yeah, guys, that experience was fucking amazing. Like, seeing one of our best groups. One of our favorite groups perform. I mean, Islamon's my favorite group, like top. Like, look at that sticker right here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But guys, if you ever see us like that on
in public,
don't be scared to ask for a picture. Cause
yeah,
I felt like
don't be shy.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to, but they're like,
how do I approach them? Yeah. Shit like that. Huh?
Just go up to Gekko and slap him in the face. Like, all right, you
or
want a
give me a nalgada.
Hey, he said it. He said it.
All the men out there, just give him a nalgada.
Won't be the first time, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The gig.
Well, yeah, Gabe, that's different. That's but yeah, crazy. Guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. This episode's also going to be on Spotify, iTunes, and all that shit. I know I've been lagging it, but it's going to go up.
Stay tuned for the video. It's going to come out pretty soon, maybe this week.
What happened? Maybe. Oh, the vlog? Yeah, I think it's going to be this week.
Stay tuned. It's going to be fucking awesome.
And also, huge shout out to Dell Records.
Thank you.
Eslabon Armado family, Pepe Garza, Enrica, for everything, for making this experience like even way better.
Yeah.
It's more surreal.
It's going to be hard to top it.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. Peace out, guys.
Peace out.